Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
Want, want, want.
I don't understand. Should I understand?
Women want more. More!
What is it you want, Barry? What do you want?
I'm Jim Burns. Well, for decades, societies have wrestled with the answer to this question. What do women want? Well, John Eldridge, author of the best-selling book Wild at Heart, and his wonderful wife, Stacy, have identified a three-part answer to that question of what women want. They want to be romanced, to play an irreplaceable role in a grand adventure, and to unveil their beauty. What's interesting, though, is what a lot of women see is that they are tired and they are struggling under the weight of trying to be a good servant and a capable home manager. Well, during the next half hour, I'll talk with John and Stacy Eldridge about ways women can learn to fulfill these desires, as well as give some tips to men on how they can help meet those needs as well. So keep it right here on Homeward.
From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. If you have a son or daughter who's in that mode right now, what are we in here in the middle of September? Kids are starting to think about getting college applications in. I believe the application period starts around November 1st. Consider Azusa Pacific if you have not checked them out already. You can go to apu.edu, take a virtual tour of the campus. It's a great location if you want to, if you're in the Southern California area, or if you'd like your kids to be going to school in this wonderful area. We highly recommend the school. It's got great programs and a lot of different undergraduate and graduate programs as well. You can learn more at apu.edu. Today on the program, we're talking about what women want. Yeah, like we can cover that in 25 minutes. We're going to give it our best. John and Stacy Eldridge are here. Now here's Jim Burns.
Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today, John and Stacy Eldridge, we're talking about the mystery of a woman's soul. They've written a wonderful book, a bestseller called Captivating, unveiling the mystery of a woman's soul. What a privilege to have both of you with us. Thanks so much for being with
us. Thanks for having us. We're so glad to be here.
Great to be here.
This is great. In many ways, this message and the message of Wild at Heart and others has really changed the way people think about the church and about their life. How does that make you feel? Did you ever think that was going to happen when you first started writing and first started giving this message?
No, that's a surprise, but a very welcome one.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm really happy about that. Because what we're doing is we're helping people get their heart back.
Yeah.
And that makes us happy.
Yeah. Well, in many ways, you've been captivated by the West, I understand, and its beauty and its imagery. Was there something that caused you to be here in the West?
I think God put something in our hearts that made us resonate with it. The beauty of it, the fragrance, the changing weather. Yeah, we love it.
Okay, we met in high school in L.A.
Yeah.
All right, so suburbs, smog, concrete, all of that. But we took our first vacation to the Rockies, and we fell in love.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, and then my summers on my grandfather's ranch as a kid and all of that. So.
Yeah. So that's it. Isn't that great? Well, that's great. Stacy, this book, in many ways, so much of the message must come from your heart. And one of the things that you say is it's really hard to be a woman today in today's culture.
Well, just the women out there saying, amen, thanks for saying it, because it's really true. Right. The pressures from without, from our culture, from our families, from our churches even, to do more, be more, look this way, hello. Right. Plus the pressures from within. We have a desire. We want to be good. We want to be pleasing, and it's just really rough.
Yeah. Now, your mom gave you some advice before you got married, this new position as wife.
Yes.
What was that?
Her advice to me was to always keep the kitchen floor clean because it made the whole house look better. So that was a little worrisome to me. Okay, that's it. My job now is to keep the kitchen. That feels a little limiting. Yeah. That was her advice to me. So I failed, by the way.
and that's okay, isn't it? That's great. You talk about the struggle that women face of feeling like they're always failing at what they do. And so many women that I talk with just feel like failures all the time. What's your message to that?
Well, the core message of Captivating is to get back to the heart of a woman. Mm-hmm. The pressures from without that we mentioned, they are intense. We're telling women to do more, to be more, get better, be busier. And even that's what Christianity is about, but that's not what Christianity is about. The message is about the heart. And so we have to get back to the heart of a woman, which means we have to get to the woman's desires.
Yeah. And in many ways, as you talk about what a woman longs for, to be romanced,
yes.
To have an irreplaceable role in a great adventure, for beauty to be revealed, that's what you're talking about when you're talking about coming back to the heart.
Yeah, reawakening those core desires that God placed into every woman. We don't want to be merely useful. Yeah. We want to be irreplaceable.
Yeah.
And an irreplaceable, a part of something epic, something grand, something yeah. heroic. That's what we were made for.
Yeah. And again, most women don't feel that. And I think about young girls. I have three teenage daughters.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to be a teenage girl today. The pressure on them, the pressure to dress a certain way, the pressure to look a certain way, mm-hmm. the pressure to act a certain way. In many ways, what your message is really relearning what the culture has been throwing at them.
Yes, and to give dignity and validation to who we are as women,
yeah.
who we are created to be as women, that there's a weight to our lives that is not determined by what we do
yeah.
and how we look.
Yeah.
It's we're much bigger than that.
Yeah, it's a revolutionary statement because we can say it, but we have to act upon it. And that doesn't, even in the church, you see people still dealing with do, and
right.
and even in terms of from dress to what
yeah.
keeping the floors clean.
Well, that's whatever. The good news that Jesus came for, right?
Right?
He didn't
right.
come so that we would be good boys and girls.
Yeah.
He didn't come to make us busy.
Yeah.
And he didn't come to make us behave ourselves,
yeah.
right? He came to ransom our hearts.
Mm.
You look at what Jesus uses as the verse to describe why he came. What's his mission? It's Isaiah 61. He says, I came to heal the brokenhearted and to set the captives free.
Yeah.
He wants so much more for us.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that being part of your message. John, how do those three core desires of a woman, as you guys would call them, match up with the three core desires of a man that you talked about in Wild at Heart?
Yeah, beautifully. They should, at mm-hmm. least, when life is going well, when we're really living as men and women. Because every man wants a battle to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Every man wants an adventure to live and a beauty to rescue, right?
Yeah.
So the strength and the valor of a man, he's to rise up, fellas, rise up, you know, and fight for her,
yeah.
you see. And together you share life. You find life together as the great adventure, rather than go off and have your adventures and then come home to her.
How do you blend this? Because obviously a male has different needs and different wants and different desires than a female. Obviously they're a lot the same too, but how do you blend these desires that you're talking about? How do you blend them into a marriage? How do you blend them just into society?
First off, understand them,
mm-hmm.
right? You got to know how the other person's wired.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do, then you won't be threatened by their different desires, okay? So understand it, and then allow the other the permission to live out those desires. They're not a threat,
yeah.
okay? So ladies, because he needs adventure doesn't mean he doesn't want you,
right.
okay? But he needs adventure to thrive,
right.
okay? Guys, don't adventure alone.
Right.
Bring her into
right.
your adventures. You see?
I think that's important because in the Wild at Heart movement, which I've been a part of, you know, sometimes the guys will go off and do their adventure, but they don't bring their spouse into it. And
yep.
so they feel like they're kind of almost being separate.
Yep.
And what you're saying is, no, come into the adventure. You don't have to go do the adventure. If you're
yep.
going to go to Montana and you go fishing for, you know, 14 days and the wife doesn't want to go, fine.
Yep.
But somehow bring her into this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The adventure of life.
Right.
Yeah.
Sharing your life together and your walk with God and intimacy.
Yeah.
That's the greatest adventure. Yeah.
Stacy doesn't like to fly fish, but we love horses together. Okay? She doesn't like to snowboard, but she loves to whitewater.
Uh-huh.
And so we find those things
right.
that we love together. Don't leave her behind would be
yeah.
my message to those guys.
Yeah.
Don't leave her behind.
Right. Right. And if she doesn't like to snowboard, then do photography together. I mean,
exactly.
find something that you both like.
Exactly.
And experience it. I get that. That's making sense. Stacy, you talk about Eve and how Eve had something very unique to tell us. Crown of creation. Talk about what you talked about in your book about Eve.
Well, Eve bears the image of God,
mm-hmm.
as does Adam,
mm-hmm.
but in unique ways. And you look at the story of creation, the history, it progresses. It goes from formless and void to ever more intricacy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's intentional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the earth to the tree,
yeah.
to the hippopotamus, right? To the human being.
Yeah.
And the very last, the pinnacle, is Eve,
mm-hmm.
the most beautiful of all his creations.
A lot of women don't feel beautiful, do they?
No, they don't. A lot of there's been a long assault against the heart of a woman.
Yeah, and in many ways, John, you talk about how beauty is the essence of God. It's kind of the crowning touch of creation represented by Eve.
Absolutely.
But you've got a whole culture of women who play the comparison game, and they just don't feel beautiful.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when you're holding up that you need to look 22, whether you're 30, 40, 50, or 60 right. years old, you know, and the right. Botox parties abounding, right. you know, plastic surgery ever on the right. increase.
Right.
But the core desire is important, Jim. It's really important. You see, every little girl has one question. She needs to know, am I lovely?
Right.
Do you see me?
Right.
Am I worth fighting for?
Yeah.
And if she doesn't get that question answered, yes,
right.
and answered a lot when she's a
right.
little girl, it will shape her into the woman that she is.
Yeah.
And then she'll chase it.
Right,
through
she'll
fashion and diet and all of that.
Exactly. Isn't that interesting? And yet, there are many men who would say, well, I've told my daughter I love her or whatever, but she needs to feel lovely, doesn't she?
Oh, she does. You need to answer that question in 100,000 yeah. ways over the course of her life.
Yeah.
Not just when she's 8, but when she's 38.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. It's funny, I have 3 daughters, and after reading the book, I called one of my daughters and said, you know what, you are lovely. She goes, Dad. Kind of gross. I just, no, you're lovely. I just wanted to let you know you're lovely.
Yeah.
She goes, well, okay. And you know what? I know she smiled.
Yeah.
And I say little things to her. I love you.
Yeah.
You know, mush, these kind of things.
Yeah.
But I'd never said those terms. So, you know, I took your word.
Uh-huh.
And I know, I think it made her day.
Oh, you bet.
And I think as dads, we can do that to our daughters
yeah.
and need to find ways, obviously, to work with our sons too. We're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, I want to talk about 6 characteristics of beauty.
All right. We're having great conversation today here on the Homeward Broadcast. John and Stacy Eldridge with us, and this was an interview we recorded on location at the International Christian Retail Show not too long ago. John's written the book Wild at Heart, which many men's groups have gone through. It's a very, very powerful study. I have a good friend who's going through it right now. And then John and Stacy wrote a follow-up basically for women called Captivating, and it's a book that Dr. Jim Burns highly recommends here at Homeward. If you go to homeward.com, hit the Radio Broadcast tab. It'll take you to the program lineup for today, and you'll see the Eldridge's name is highlighted there, and it takes you right to their website. You can learn more about the books that they're working on, the ones they've put out since Captivating has come out, and you can learn more about their ministry as well. So go to the Radio Broadcast section at homeward.com. And now let's get right back into it with the conclusion of today's edition of the Homeward Broadcast. John and Stacy Eldridge, our guest. Once again, here's our host, Dr. Jim Burns.
Welcome back to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today, John and Stacy Eldridge. And I'm smiling because this is just a great conversation, because it's a revolutionary conversation. It's a conversation that's biblical, but sometimes those conversations that we think are biblical really aren't. A conversation like this is. John, right before the break, we were talking about beauty, and you mentioned 6 characteristics of beauty. Beauty speaks, invites, nourishes, comforts, inspires, and is transcendent.
Mm-hmm.
Speak to that, because I think that is so core to what is important in the life of actually a female, but also in a male, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We crave beauty. Mm-hmm. We're made for it. Yeah. We live off of it. And beauty is one of the key ways that a woman bears the image of God. And we've got to say right now, Jim, to your listeners, and you are.
Right.
You are.
But most of our listeners don't believe that.
I know. It's because of the wounds of the heart. But the thing is, because you bear the image of God as a woman, that is one of the ways that you are. Just as a man is strong. He may not feel strong, he may not feel brave, but that's how he bears
right.
the image of God. Okay.
Right.
So what we want to say is it's there. It's there.
Yeah.
Now here's what happens. Beauty is a quality of soul that expresses itself in the face, in the eyes, in the voice. Okay, Gerard Manley Hopkins said that self flashes off frame and face. Okay, so it's internal, all right? And it's this internal invitation of a woman.
Mm.
Okay, a woman is a very inviting creature. She allures, she invites, she draws in, unless she's controlling.
Mm.
Unless she's rigid,
mm.
unless she doesn't like her vulnerability,
right.
okay? So those are some of the choices that she makes. I'm going to be vulnerable, and I'm going to invite, or I'm going to put this billboard up that says, back off,
right?
You know, nobody's home.
Right.
You know, not wanted, stay
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And sometimes we take that as something that's their offense, but in many ways they're just dealing with the wounds, which, again, as we've said, we'll talk about in a bit.
Yeah.
But beauty is invites, but it also nourishes and comforts.
It does. Yeah. Okay, think about the difference when you're stuck in traffic on I-5, okay, and it's awful.
You're talking our language since we live in Southern California.
Yeah, I know.
I-5 in traffic.
I know. Stuck in traffic, horns are blaring, people are swearing at each other, somebody flips you off, that kind of thing. Okay. And then you get down to the beach. Yeah. Right, and it is beautiful. Or you go into a garden, or you stop by a lake, or just someone's home that's peaceful. Suddenly, everything in you just settles down, right? And you, and it nourishes you. Think about what it's like to listen to a piece of music,
right?
Okay, that's just absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. You turn the volume up, you settle back in the car or in your chair, and it nourishes us. That's what it's like to be with a woman. Yeah. A woman is actually nourishing. See, now, if I can use our physiology for a moment, I mean, a woman nourishes with her body,
right?
She holds that baby to her breast,
right.
But that's just a picture of femininity, okay? That's what she does with her soul, okay? Her conversation, her insights, her thoughts about the world, who she is, her personality. She is an engaging, nourishing creature.
And I hear you saying that. Yet I would say that most women who are listening to us are saying, yeah, fine, but you don't understand the situation I'm in. I've got these kids, I've got mortgages, I've got life. My husband says he loves me, but he only wants to have sex with me.
Checked out.
And so I don't feel very beautiful, and I don't feel like I'm really doing the nourishing. I get that, but I'm not there.
Yeah.
What do you say to that person?
I know. Somewhere along the line, you lost heart. And that's where you have to go. That's why you feel like that. Of course. Shame, guilt, discouragement, depression, of course. Somewhere in your story, you lost heart. Mm. And Jesus wants to go back and find that place so that he can give you back your heart. Because what he wants to do is set a woman's heart free.
Right.
That's the message of captivating. It's not busyness. It's not efficiency, duty, be more, do more, as Stacy was saying earlier.
Yeah.
It is a heart set free.
Yeah. Now, Stacy, you had an incident in a grocery store, Express Line, that you write about in the book. It kind of caused you to make a connection with a woman's deepest question. And, you know, you were just in the Express Line. Tell us about that.
I'm buying my 15 items, and I'm really particular. I want to do things right, so I've counted my items. You know, 15 items. I've counted them 3 times. When I hear another woman go by going, that's the 15-item or less line. And I look around to see who the culprit is, you know, who's in line, you know, with 85 items. And I see that she's directing her gaze at me.
Right.
So she goes off in a huff, but when she comes back and makes another comment, I say, ma'am, you know, I've got 15 items. Well, she, I don't know what she does, but she's huffy. And what got me was my reaction to her. The anger rose up in my heart so big for being judged wrongly and accused wrongly yet again. And I just, you know, said, Hella, you want to come over here and count them? You know, it just rose up. So her husband sort of back off. And I did, and I was mortified. But I wanted her to come over, really. I wanted to show her my receipt. See, I really did just have the 15 items.
Right.
But what it just was like a red light going off, a flare going, what is going on in my life and in her life that this little grocery store line, and I think that most of your listeners can relate to this.
Right, sure.
It happens in like the weirdest places. Right. Something is going, something is broken.
Sure. Well, you know, I find that in terms of just when we're under stress, that's when we're oftentimes not in touch with our anger, not in touch with our depression, not in touch with really the depth of our soul, and because we're too busy. So we just stay busy because then we won't have to be in touch with it. Because we're in touch with it, we're going to have to get involved with some of the wounds that we live with.
Yeah.
And I know we won't have enough time to talk all about the wounds. We'll do it in the next program. But in reality, we have wounds. And so we don't have this incredible beauty, or at least we don't feel that way. And we've got to get toward healing. I mean, what's the answer to that? Is there hope for somebody who says, yeah, fine, but I've got a lot of wounds?
Oh, there is so much hope. There's so much good news. But, you know, I think the first thing is owning how you've fallen, Eve. Eve fell. She reached for the forbidden fruit to make her life work, and women have been reaching every day since. And we have to go, okay, God, how am I, what am I doing to control my life or to protect, or where am I not being the woman that you called me to be? There's going to be reasons why, you know, and God is merciful. But to go, okay, let's look under the hood, Lord.
Tell us the story of somebody who has looked under the hood and has been transformed by the power of this message.
Where to begin, Jim? That's the good news. Okay, we'll call her Cindy, close friend of ours. Father and mother divorced. Okay, so the message there immediately is you're not worth fighting for. And a little girl needs to know she's worth fighting for. Okay, dad never once told her that he loved her. She became a very guarded woman, very efficient, very smart, very good executive assistant type, okay? I mean, she is a can-do, get-it-done kind of a woman. But there's nothing alluring about her, okay? Her friends feel controlled. Her relationships feel controlled. Her husband is pretty checked out. What's he needed for, right? He's not even needed in the relationship because she has everything buttoned down, okay? And then God comes in. And he starts coming after her, and he says, you're really guarded. You're really controlling. What's up, sweetheart? It's very kind. You see, he's not condemning, but he wants to know, what is that all about? Well, tears, right? What's beneath it is a frightened little girl. What's beneath it is a little girl who feels alone. Nobody fought for me. Is a little girl who never felt that she was captivating, right? So she had to find some other way to be in the world. Got to survive. Okay, Jesus says, if you'll drop the controlling, I'll come for your heart. Deal? Okay, scariest thing a woman can hear, right? You want me to be vulnerable? Okay, drop the controlling, drop the vulnerability, and Jesus begins to come for her heart. Part of it took place just in her own sort of quiet time with God. Part of it took place through conversations with friends. Part of it took place through about 6 months of counseling. So different things that God used, but she is amazing. She is coming alive as everyone's like, who is this person? Okay, I don't feel controlled around her anymore. Instead, I feel invited to be who I am. Okay, so there's beauty inviting, right? She is feeling much more beautiful as a woman, much more loved and wanted, and it started with God, you see. Can't go to a man for this, gals. Can't go to a man for this. You gotta go to God.
Right. Unfailing love of God. Well, thank you for being with us. I've got to ask you to come right back for next time because we got more to talk about.
Loved it.
Great. Thank you so very much.
And with that, we conclude part one of what is a two-part conversation featuring John and Stacy Eldridge here on the Homeward broadcast. They've written a book called Captivating. If you liked Wild at Heart, guys, your wives will love Captivating. Or women, if your husbands loved Wild at Heart, you will love Captivating. It's sold over 1 million copies. It's a very, very popular and encouraging book. And as we're talking about this theme today here on the Homeward broadcast, what women want. Jim, I know there are a lot of women who listen to this program, actually a larger percentage of women than men. This is helpful for women to help the men in their lives help understand what exactly women want. Did that make any sense? I realize that this is a tough topic for us to discuss, but we're getting some good answers here.
It's fascinating that men and women have different ways of looking at things, but also these three core desires that they kept talking about are very similar between men and women, and they complement each other. A woman's desire is to be romanced. A man's desire is to fight and win the battle for the woman in their lives. We've got to continue to do this if we want to have the kind of relationship, both as a married couple and also as individuals. And what I thought John and Stacy have done so well in this incredible conversation is they've helped us understand the difference between a woman's desire and need and a man's. Although the book Captivating is for a woman, I think there's some men who should probably read it as well.
Well, Jim, I know that you are a big proponent, especially in the marriage relationship, of having a husband and wife read at least one marriage book every year. May we add to that mix that it would be beneficial in a marriage relationship for every wife to read a book about what guys think and a guy to read a book about what women are thinking and feeling. And Captivating is a great resource to recommend, and we do so wholeheartedly. If you go to homeward.com, hit the radio broadcast tab. On today's program lineup, you'll find the Eldridge's name is hotkeyed. All you have to do is click on their name. It'll take you right to their website. You can learn more about their ministry and the books that they've written, the speaking that they do, and all those good things. Also, remember, too, that we are podcasting this daily edition of the Homeward broadcast. Our Monday through Friday programs are available through iTunes, and they're absolutely free to get. We've made it easy before you get them as well. Go to homeward.com, hit the radio broadcast tab, and then when you see that button that says podcast, just click right to it. And instead of having to wade through millions of podcasts on iTunes, we take you right to our site. You can sign up and start your free subscription today. Get that rolling at homeward.com.
Well, please know how much we appreciate your prayers and your ongoing financial support of Homeward. You can give a gift through our secure website at homeward.com. You can also mail your tax-deductible donation to Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. You can also friend me on Facebook, and if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you can now get my tweets, 140 characters of positive words about parenting, marriage, and faith. Until next time, I'm Jim Burns. Thanks for tuning in today to Homeward.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.